o'clock, and the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, is today receiving a briefing from the Special Investigating Unit, the Hawks, and the National Prosecuting Authority on COVID-19-related cases of corruption. So they've been hearing from Hawks head Godfrey Labia, also the SIU head Andy Motibi, speaking about imminent arrests and also about those COVID corruption cases that are currently before the courts. EWN reporter Gay Davis watching that for us. Gay, thanks for coming on the Midday Report today. So let's start first with this, I suppose, breaking news that they're saying there are going to be more arrests this week.
Yes, apparently there are going to be more arrests on Thursday, but we don't know who, and we await to see who will be doing the perp walk, Mandy. Meanwhile, we've heard from the SIU, they're investigating fraud and corruption linked to COVID-19 procurement of more than 10.5 billion rand, and that represents 67% of the 15.6 billion rand spent by the government so far to fight the pandemic.
And that's just incredible. I see Godfrey Labia saying that they're investigating 154 COVID corruption cases.
That's right. And, I mean, of the 10.5 billion, the contracts to the value of 223 million are already before the SIU Special Tribunal, which, you know, fast-track civil proceedings. And we've also heard from Motibi that summons has been issued against former Gauteng Health Department CFO, Karabo Leslohenya, and the former head of department, Professor Mkululi Lugela, to recover 43 million rand. And this is after the irregularities that were found in contracts linked to companies involving Thandisizwe Biko, the husband of the presidency spokesperson, Kuselo Diko.
The SIU head, Andy Motibi, has said there's no legislation prohibiting the awarding of contracts to politically connected people if the tender process has been above board. This is extremely problematic, the fact that there is no legislation covering this. What is his suggestion for legislative amendments?
So what he's saying, Mandy, is that the Financial Intelligence Centre Act, you know, while it deals with politically exposed persons, none of the institutions stated in that legislation cover public departments, government departments, and government entities, which means that if you're somebody who's politically connected to the government in any way, that you can get a contract as long as you tick all the boxes, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's, you can get a contract. If the contract is compliant, there's no way that it can be deemed in terms of the current legislation as unlawful, even though you've clearly got it, or can be easily suspected of having got it through your political connections. So what Motibi is saying in Parliament today, let's get a legislative amendment because this is problematic.
And Gay, just lastly, what kind of sense do you get from the leadership of the SIU, the Hawks, the NPA? Are they making progress in getting to the bottom of this COVID-preneur rot that we've been seeing?
Look, that's certainly the understanding of MPs on SCOPA today. They were commending the work that's been done so far. They're concerned about the budgets for both the NPA and the SIU. We've heard from Shamla Batoy, who's here again today, saying that the 1.3 billion rand that they were given last year will be wiped out if the budget cuts proposed for them for the 2021 year are implemented, that it will wipe out almost 1.1 billion rand of that allocation. And she's basically saying that, you know, as Motibi, that they need resources to do this work.
Gay Davis, EWN reporter, bringing us the news there from SCOPA, the Standing Committee on Public Accounts today. It's receiving a briefing from the SIU, from Andy Motibi, from Hawks head Godfrey Labia, and Shamila Batoy, the head of the NPA, speaking there about the progress being made in those cases of COVID-19 related corruption. Of course, a huge problem there that they are trying to get to the bottom of.